Is It Over? By Yilin S. 14. There's a different version of me that can't stay still in rooms very long. All of them are soft, careful, observant, trying to understand the rules by breaking them. I thought having friends was a simple thing, as if standing somewhere long enough would eventually label you as someone who belongs. The first time I left was so quiet, everyone forgot it happened. A favor for someone that came back like a sharpened knife. It wasn't gratitude, but a consequence. I remember telling myself, this is how things work. You bend over for someone, you stay bent, even if the reason is gone. They talked about others as if it was normal. It didn't sound right to me. The way they reduced a human being, and no one even flinched. So I stepped out. Not dramatically, not out of line, just permanently. Second time's the charm though, right? I tried again, with people who felt closer, laughing together, a safe feeling together. But then, there was someone who tipped the glass over, who'd take up all the air in the room, still begging for more. I spoke once, for all of them, but when I looked back, I was standing alone. That was the part I didn't know how to name. It wasn't absolute desolation, but absence where presence used to stand. Apparently, I heard it wrong. Their verdict was guilty, decided by a room of people who agreed I was right, but chose to say nothing. I guess I stood there for too long, staying in the moment for too long, thinking perhaps if I were still enough, someone would direct me back to a place called home, as if silence would turn into a speech if I waited in the dark long enough. But it didn't. It stayed quiet. All of them. At the same time. Yet, somewhere in that quiet, it stopped feeling like a moment. Rather, a pattern. I don't think I left the room of mirrors immediately. I think I left it slowly. One realization after years of tears. Maybe being right doesn't mean being backed. That knowing what's morally right doesn't mean cowards will say it with you. And that's when I see her. A younger me. Before I learned what it was like to be understood privately, abandoned publicly. She looks at me, gleaming with hope. As if I'd have an answer. As if I were able to read the space between the lines. She asked, Déchouement, is it over? I don't answer. Not because I can't hear her through the glass. Not because I don't know how to explain that some things don't end when they're over. They just happen like rereading a book. She's still watching me from behind the glass, waiting. 结束了吗? Is it over? I can't answer.